All the ships in the yard appear to be there still. I should be within 2 hours of them. I overjumped.
Fatal if he overjumped into one of their own ships. But no time now to regret the lack of training time, the lack of calibration she'd insisted on with her first little group.
Forward your scan data. Then all captains, use your new scan data to refine your micro-jump calibration. Last chance.
The data poured in. The new battle analysis computer, combined data from Angel Hair, their own stealthed observer left back near the down-jump exit, and all the other ships to produce a best guess with narrower uncertainty bars and the first movement cones. A debris field now blurred scan where the first contact had come. One moray cluster, 10 ships, was simply gone. Others were fragmented. Without the system Ansible, they could not communicate well enough to coordinate their actions. Maniples tried to hold together, within easy light-speed communication, but this made them fatter targets for the enemy.
It's not a lot of them. We got 48 enemy icons at least. If half those yellows turn red, we're in for it.
We'll be in for it worse if they get those warships. Except for the Bissonnet ships, he's got the same kind of ships our privateers have. And he's fought enough that they should also be showing structural problems by now.
Unless he's picked up more military ships somewhere. But yeah, he needs more.
Coming up on 20, Admiral.
Execute, then recalibrate.
It wouldn't be as good as if they'd calibrated before the battle, but it should help reduce some of the inaccuracies. Vanguard skipped and then returned to normal space. New data popped up on the screens. Now some 30 of the enemy ships hung less than a light minute from the yard, their acceleration clearly marked on the trace, while 8 were poised on the far side of the debris field.
Got voice recordings, Admiral. Moray Defense challenged an apparent official mission from the government that ordered the warships. Moray told them to halt and be inspected at an outer station. They must have thought that they might be challenged because that's when Turek's force attacked the nearest cluster. Other Moray defense clusters responded to that area, but they came in singly. Moray's lost half its on-duty clusters at this point.
Defeat in detail. And there's nothing left to defend the yard. It'll be over before the other half of their defense force realizes it started.
We have the local codes, and they have our beacon IDs. Send our ships to their cluster stations. Use lightspeed comm to tell them what's going on.
And tell them to do what? Their doctrine would have them support the cluster under attack. That's how the closest ones got hammered.
Tell them to stick with our ships. Follow their orders, because otherwise, they're dead or useless.
Moray's yelling for help.
Tell them we're here and we'll engage shortly. Wait, what are those ships leaving the station?
17 blips, none with working beacons, had lifted from the station an hour ago in no particular formation.
Are they Moray crewed or what?
There's a problem. A lot of radio chatter, I don't understand it all. Sabotage, they think, but also, some hotheads took some ships out to fight off the invaders, only the ships aren't really commissioned.
Which is which?
Scan recognized the ships as large, some of them armed, weapons hot. If those were the enemy, half her own ships were now dispersed to offer support and communications to surviving Moray clusters. Some of those were beginning to move together, following Kai's battle plan.
8 have crew, they think. Not trained crew, though. Dockyard workers, riggers, and the like. The others are under some kind of remote control.
Kai touched her own scan controls, enlarging and shrinking, until she found the views she wanted. Estimates of the ship's velocity, acceleration, course.
Can they blow them from the station? How long ago did they undock?
They don't want to destroy them. They're saying those are brand new warships worth a fortune.
Idiots!
They could lose not just ships, but the station, the entire system, if the enemy got away with those ships. But her force was now engaged. Some of it. Those ships weren't her problem yet. Even without proper beacon IDs, they were pinned on scan. Without working weapon systems, they could be blown anytime. More important, to get Turek and his ships.
Vada's War, Victory Conditions, is continued on the next CD.